96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a
Talking Heads with Monty is brought to you by OTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Monty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
You got it logged and loaded to the Monday, January 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, we got lots to talk about today. Normally, we chime in on Mondays with Abaco, but Roscoe Thompson, you know, had a little back surgery. Finally got that back taken care of, man. So glad to know he's doing well, all right? He's recovering well. He should be back up and running next Monday and chime on in and let us know how he's doing and bring us, you know, the scoop from Abaco like he does each and every Monday. So continue to keep him in for a speedy recovery, but he is doing well. So props to Roscoe on that finally getting a back surgery, man. I know how it is, and I hope you get plenty of relief, my brother. All right, so I'm going to open up the lines on the flip side of the break. Got a little FYI for you because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And don't forget, Burger King doing big things, all right? It's the King Meal Deal. For only $5.50, get the chicken Big King Jr. or the Big King Jr. fries and that soft drink, only $5.50 at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, and don't forget Fine Threads getting ready to hit you up with brand new arrivals right now. They're all in stock, fully loaded, new arrivals, Top of Hill Mackey Street and the Southwest Shopping Plaza, both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Also, John Shoes, new arrivals in stock right now. Ladies, for you, yes, new arrivals just for you, but don't forget they got a wide selection of men, women's, and children's shoes, casual, formal, and athletic. And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well, in addition to the fast fashion and to the workwear. Both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta, available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. KFC Nassau are doing big things for you. Yes, man. They're definitely hooking it up. All right? And they don't want you to do nothing crazy, all right? Let them satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Enjoy a KFC six-piece value deal with six pieces of juicy fried chicken, three orders of crispy fries, and three buttery biscuits for only $20, VAT included, right? Nobody does value like KFC, and it's always finger-licking good. Let them do the cooking for you today. All right, I think that covers everything. Oh, yeah, I'm doing big, big, big things with Junior Junkanoo. I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you. Scotiabank invites you to help them bring big energy for Junior Junkanoo. Follow their Instagram page, Scotiabank Bahamas, as they visit participating schools to get our youngsters hyped and ready for the big parade on Thursday, January 25th. Once you log on to the page, hit the follow button and like pics from your school or from other schools or from the whole tour that's going on with Scotiabank. And don't forget, come out to watch the Junior Junkanoo Parade from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. Wait, hold on. That's 6 a.m. to 12 p.m.? Or that's 6 p.m. to 12 a.m.? I ain't sure, but one of them times, from 6 to 12, let me play safe, from 6 to 12 this Thursday, all right? And use Scotiabank Bahamas IG page to vote for your favorite school as they show up and show out. Feel the energy, celebrate the vibe of Junior Junkanoo. Scotiabank, the official bank of Junior Junkanoo. Be sure to go out and support Junior Junkanoo and big up to Scotiabank for doing big things. All right, quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be opening up the lines, and we got lots to talk about. My God, are you looking at the headlines brought to you by Fine Threads and blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian? We got lots to talk about. Three more murders. Woman is the latest victim. All of this under, and we lost the legend. Dr. Elwood Donaldson dies at the age of 86, a key architect in advancing majority rule, a great individual. It was awesome on the talk shows. We mentioned it last week, and we'll go in depth with it on the flip side of the break. That's just the headlines. We got plenty more to talk about. So please be sure to check us out on the flip side of the break. Lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, they're open. 422-GR96, 422-4796. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Flip side of the break, quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be opening up the lines. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Just because they were cheap, Keisha bought things that she really that KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get the new Kentucky Crunch Sandwich with a juicy KFC chicken filet, fresh lettuce, and the perfect amount of mayo topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
Back at you on the Monday, January 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Caller, you could hit me back. I'm sorry we didn't take, you know, fast enough to get back to you while you was holding during the break, but you could hit us back. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, guy.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to catch you, boy, for 2 days. I'm trying to catch him before you go to... Sports talk, but
all right, but you're in early, you're number one out the gate. What you got for me, Bucket Mouth, Ratchet Meister?
Hold on, Bucket Mouth now. Hold on, give me a little break before you tell me that I got 30 seconds.
I know you got 30 seconds. I say, what you got for me?
No, what I'm saying is sometimes some things get so hot on this place half, but when you go to the sports thing, some people who's trying to call in for so long won't talk about the same thing we're talking about on the break half.
Yeah, man.
We're talking about the sports thing.
Right, guardianradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com. Attention program director, give Naughty 3 hours in the afternoon instead of two.
But that's your talk show.
Well,
we take the first half right and the second half too.
No. We split it down the middle. Because the same program director is calling me and tell me split it down the middle. So I know what they're talking about.
Well, I've been talking about the sports thing. I called you back on the other half.
What you got for me on this half?
Naughty, getting to the point now in this country that people like Sparky them, who really sick and tired of the talk. You know what I'm saying, right?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Be tired of politicians, red shirt, blue shirt, who going to Africa, who doing this, who going to buy the United Nations, who doing all this kind of thing. We got one little country here called the beautiful country called the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands. 187 miles just south of Florida, United States. There are 8 million people come down here every year because they love down here. Now, you think they really love down here or they really want to come and take over what we got? Me personally believe they're coming to take over what we got because they're running from where they are. I don't know. Hold on. Give me the chance.
I listen.
I'm going to disrespect nobody. I'm going to use no profane language. People from Haiti, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad, all the Caribbean want to come to the Bahamas. They all want to come here. European, Englishmen, Americans, Canadians, Japanese, Chinese, everybody want to come to this little island called 21/7. New Providence, what it's called now. You want to come here. I born in Chippenham, New Providence. I didn't born in Nassau. I born in Chippenham. And I've been fighting for my constitutional right to say I am sick and tired of my own politicians, whether they be FNM, UBP, whatever they are, whatever color shade they got, selling us out to foreigners because they're getting deals underneath the table. And the majority of our Bahamians are suffering. Now we're killing up one another. And people like me and you may be getting ready to get on a rickety boat to haul, you know what, to America.
No, sir. I draw my line in the sand. I'm a Bahamian. I go down swinging. I know, but y'all.
But what...
You can call me crazy now. I don't mind if you call me crazy, but you know me.
Marty, what did Pinden and Loftus Roker tell us a long time ago?
They said plenty. What specifically are you getting at?
Pinden said, if you're not prepared to fight for your country,
you don't need to have it. Exactly.
Loftus Roker told us many years ago, the people come in to invade you. Stop them. But the lawyers...
Grandiose case of chickens coming home to roost, Sparky, all these years later. Now here we are.
Hold on, Naughty.
I got a couple other calls, lawyers, Sparky, so...
Hold on, Naughty, listen. The lawyers around here, fixing laws around here to protect their money income, and they will protect the criminals. They will get a criminal off. So they can make money getting the criminal off.
Sparky, man, that's some good points that you brought up. You got to get to the other cause, but you hitting the nail on the head with seven of them things. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, great show as usual. Tell Sparky he isn't telling us nothing we don't already know. It's better in the Bahamas. Now, some of these people in the Bahamas need to live like the people who killing each other up. Naughty afternoon. Ask Sparky how many brown bottles he had so far. Oh, God. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All right, caller. Call us back. But I tell you, if we don't come to you right away, y'all just hang right up. Y'all got to be a little more patient than that. But yeah, this one keeps jumping out at me. Three more murders. Woman is the latest victim. I remember when I was coming up and I was growing up and I was younger. You know, the word on the street, the talk on the street, the unwritten rule on the street was no women and children. What in the heck happened to us? How bloodthirsty, how barbaric have we become? My God. 17 for the year. Second murder in 24 hours. But crime is down. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Guardian, how you doing?
What's happening?
Radio, man. You know what's so strange lately? You notice that they're even killing the females now.
I just spoke on it. When I was coming up, it was a huge no-no. The unwritten rule, you don't kill women and kids. No family. Deal with what you can deal with, but deal with women and kids alone.
Yeah, and no outspoken from nobody.
And like I say, I mean, this cannot become part of the fabric of society. We're losing too many young males between 17 and 30 to this scourge. Now we're losing females. Now we're losing children.
We have tons of women in parliament. Nobody see the need to just stand up and say, wait a minute now, you know?
Listen,
they're not listening, so I'm stopped speaking. Nobody listening. Okay?
All right. When I think about it, I mean, you know, these kind of things, and for me, a person who makes a living talking, I'm at a loss for words. I'm shocked. If you would have asked me 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Naughty, you think in 2024 we'd be shooting 20-year-old women down in the middle of the street, I was going to tell you no.
Naughty, one more point before I leave, huh?
Do you think 20 or 30 years ago we would have been seeing this in this day and age right now?
I don't think so. You'll never imagine it. Never, ever. Not ever in a million years. If I have murder, definitely a whole country go through that. Not this frequent. And nothing put in place. No drastic move.
Loopholes in the law that could be closed to benefit society not being done. I mean, because it's bad for business, you know?
You call a national prayer down Bay Street, like you're trying to what? Cover Bay Street.
But prayer without works is what?
For the tourists. But on a serious note, I feel like that cabinet needs to shuffle. Somebody got to have some idea on how to put a stop to something like this. This ain't a stop. I don't want them thinking for a second this is a stop.
I don't know. I don't know if the PM. I don't know if the PM controls on his flight because he's traveling to Uganda. And that's a long flight, so maybe they had to play some cards and he could shuffle some cards if they're playing whist or something, but I don't know. I hear you calling. I appreciate you calling, but we're on the same page. We're on the same page. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm Naughty St. Petersburg. Yeah, what's happening?
What's going on, St. Pete?
Man, they're right here. They're chilling, man. They're chilling, dealing with this traffic. Man, but it's so sad, man. You know, they cowards, man. Shooting at women and kids, man. They straight cowards, man. Man, I don't believe in vigilante justice, but, man, those guys, you shooting at a woman and kid, man, they need some of that Saudi Arabia justice, man. You know what
I'm saying? No, Lord, you're going way deep now. That's a little draconian in his own right, too. Find somewhere, man, in between.
In between? They don't need to be breeding there. I mean, you're breeding, man. They straight punks, man. You know what I'm saying? They think they tough because they got a gun, but... You know, they soft, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, they need some vigilante justice, man. I hate to say it, but that's the only way they need to change, man.
Maybe the justice system need to change and the loopholes in the system need to close, but I can't condone vigilante justice because that's only going to create more killing,
man,
over here.
I don't condone it, but sometime, boy, you got to fight fire with fire sometime, man. You know? When you see the firefighters go into the forest to deal with fire, they use fire to set, you know, the box dropper. Man, it's so sad, man. Every time you turn on the news, somebody getting a woman and, you know, woman and kids, man. Like you say, back in the days, you know, saying you know that was taboo. You don't mess with women and kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody just asked me to remind me the rules. They say, Naughty, great show as usual. You're wrong. The rule was no police, no women, and no children. All right, they stand to be corrected. Yeah. That is the rule. Yeah, that was the old school rule.
And it's so sad, this stuff happening in broad daylight, man. You know what I'm saying? They had, you know, back in the days, when they had money, someone might have got shot. It was real. But they did it at nighttime. But they broad daylight. You know, they don't care, man. They don't care. Because you know why they don't care? They don't have no deterrent. You know what I'm saying? They need to bring back some.
Mm-hmm. No, man. I got a text to chime in and saying the same thing. Good afternoon, Naughty. The reason for the killings are due to retaliatory people who will keep on killing. Sorry, that's what's going on, and sorry to say that. Hanging might deter people from killing.
Yo, they don't, you know, man, you owed on bail for 4 or 5 murders. Man, you know, that's so the other people say, okay, I can do it, and I can get away with it, too. So there's no deterrent, man, you know what I'm saying? But when I was coming up, if I see a police, I used to shake. We were scared of the police, you know what I'm saying? But these guys got better weapons than the police, man. They shoot up at the police. And then when the police shoot and kill them, the parents, them who don't get a word, oh, he's my great son. He was just about to change his life and all. Man, get out of here, man.
I hear you, St. Pete. Bro. Good stuff as always, man. Be safe on that drive home on that bridge, bro.
Okay. You know, all right, now.
All right. All us tomorrow. Be safe, St. Pete. Always good to hear from you, bro. Let's check the other test lines. Forget hangings, Naughty. Lethal injection, that's more humane. All right, you're getting to the same point, to the same end. I got you. Naughty, while the violence disruptor are getting paid with taxpayer money, are lost in the sort. Something is not right about that. Boy, I tell you. Boy, I tell you, that's been a hot topic right there. Where's our consultancy money going? Where is it going? So you have to look at all the angles. And again, it boils back to now we have to come together as a society. And the branches of the society need to come together. Government, police, defense force if necessary, community activists, community groups, you know, the church, parents, all need to play a part in this. We've all turned a blind eye for far too long, and here we are. The only way we can fix it is collectively. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good evening, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, you see what's going on, right? I'm hearing everybody crying for blood, right? But they don't... How many times on the areas I've said freedom and fair at war, Naughty?
Ooh, plenty.
All right. So you see, I'm sensibly enough to know that the government uses the airwaves as a psyops operation and also to listen to people. I don't know if they're identifying people or whatever, but what I'm saying is they put all these questions for the public to ask. What was the question this morning? Do we mind if our rights be abrogated in order for them to confiscate crime, right? Which is total BS, right? Absolute. I have nothing to do with crime on the spate of murders that's going on. So I don't have no time to abrogate any rights. I already don't have any rights. But why is this conversation being raised? And what hurts me is CNUE. I like to listen to CNUE. He was saying, well, we had lawyers in there. Nobody challenged anything, right? So we have to really be aware of what's going on. So I'm wondering, throughout, even in America and all over the world, if the migration crisis, the rising, is designed to induce the type of environment that they see, and then people will throw their hands up and do whatever, just, you know. But I mean, like Stephen Anna said, it will eventually affect all of us, whether you're behind a gated community or a hated community, right?
Correct.
And so I see a lot of people standing on the periphery trying to figure out what's going on. I live in the inner city, my brother, okay? Now, I don't have a talk show like Scoogey, right? But I, you guys really should listen to Scoogey, you know. Because what happens is, I say the same thing. What listen to me. We can articulate and identify what's going on. We need a revolution of the mind. All of us sitting and talking about what we need to do and what we need to do. Reach the young youth, some, and we need a revolution of the mind. You could buy out all the guns you want, but what I'm saying is there's different reasons for these spate of killings. There's just a whole multiplicity of problems. Gang leaders are being, all right, because people are in fear, and they're just shouting from the periphery, not knowing what's going on, all right? Now, you see, there was a shooting just south of where my opposite shop is, right? So there are elderly people, mature, mild people, just be there sitting and chilling, and then there's a criminal element, whatever, right? But what I'm saying is I sometimes go there, but remember there was a shooting there about last year sometime, all right? And then there was a shooting just north of there. So what I'm saying is anyone could have been there standing up, because I don't like to go inside because I, you know, kind of turn a little antisocial sense to scamdemic. There's a lot of people, you know, government workers, they come in and they hang out, decent people. And so what happens is I could have been there just buying again and just standing on the outside. You see what I'm saying? So and then, you know, the talks run. But what I'm saying is, Naughty, and then you see the inundation of liquor stores in the city. These are the type of ordinances that reduce these things, because alcohol makes you weak. It makes you irrational. And meeting the inner city with liquor stores and, you know, just encouraging whatever, right? And so I've read Malcolm X, Alex Haley's book, Malcolm X, for about 30 or 20-something years ago. And Malcolm X spoke about wondering why they would always put liquor stores in the inner city, you know, every block, and have, you know, churches and et cetera, et cetera. So the thing is, there's a simple math. 50 years of neglect equals 18 murders in 1 month. You do the math. The young people are very angry, you know.
Very much
Everybody's face is angry. This is what's going on now. So if I go there, they'll hear me up. They say, yeah, senior, because they know me. So you have to have people who know them to talk to them. The pastors and thing, everybody should be, don't have a talk about, have a walk about. So what I'm saying is we see the difference in behavior, the killing in the broad daylight and way. But I've listened to this talk show, and I've heard people call in with solutions, and some have solutions, you know. And one of the solutions is I wouldn't say it, but the government should know this. But of course, technology, which can be used for good and bad. But what I'm saying is I heard someone mention a solution that would impede it. So the question is, you talk about broad day killings, right? If no one can figure out why it's being done, then that's their business. But what I'm saying is the police officers are doing a very good job because they're stopping and searching and they're doing what they have to do, right? But then we have to realize we have to stump out the rogue elements within all the entities, whether it be from the person who sells the driver's license to the citizenship to the passport to the work permit. You notice that they are neighbors to the south. There's a lot of young Haitian migrants coming in, but the government is downplaying it. And, you know, the thing is, they have to realize to come by chronology of the problem that they're creating here. So they don't want to take the blame for anything. Everybody just wants to shout this and cry blood. But when we're looking at it, I live in the inner city. I see strangers every day. I don't know who they are. I don't know if there's in a gang. I don't know if they chop up and eat someone. You see what I'm saying? So we have to realize we have done this to ourselves because we fight against one another. We don't listen to one another. And the educated people believe they shouldn't listen to someone who's less educated than them, more sensible than them, okay, and can articulate themselves better than them. Because I've heard people who call themselves lawyer. Why would I need a speech writer, Naughty?
Right.
Why would me? I could, listen to me, I could debunk a variety of things that most people have been blindly believing. Number one, I wouldn't even talk about the pandemic. Climate change in itself. There's a lot of things that global sheep is being driven. Anyhow, I'll leave it at this. Freedom and fairs at war. I just upset that the Prime Minister would ask this question about rights being abrogated when there's no solution to crime. They know that.
And not even one offered.
Because I heard the gentleman on, you're poorly on a little earlier, right? But what I'm saying is, how long was people like schools and other people was calling for social reforms and programs and they see like track and field clubs, baseball clubs, et cetera. When I was growing up, music schools, they talk about Jamaica all they want. I went to school in Jamaica for a brief stint. And they had all these things in their parishes. We had a Catholic nun to teach music. This is why you see them have so much bad musicians. And then you see in the reggae bands, you'll see the term instrumentals or dubwise. They would just hear pure music. But those guys are able to do that because they were taught that. We're not investing in our people because we don't love our people. But, you know, we love to party. We love to drink. And we love to smoke, and we don't love, you know. I was walking my daughter to school this morning, and there's a young gentleman. I don't know if he's spaced out. I don't know what he's doing. You know, smoking weed is no thing to me, but what I'm saying is, I don't know. I was so far, I don't know, but I was crossing the road, and he didn't even want to stop to let me and my daughter. The traffic is already stopped, you know, cars coming out. So I always walk behind the car that's on the corner because I don't want the person to pull it on me. I just gave him one look. And the contentions about riding bicycles on the sidewalk, all of this is disrespect that leads to tension and contention amongst poor people. But the government don't seem to realize that. The ecosystem of crime, from one thing to the next, leads to the other. Even if it's adultery, even if it's thieving someone, bicycle or the yard, whatever it is, all of this is an ecosystem of a problem in chronology, whether it be corruption in the force, giving information that you shouldn't. I mean, you could just go to the archives and see where the problem lies in our society. Sitting and talking is not going to do it. I can't do it. And I listen to people, they have no idea what's going on. We need a revolution of the mind. That's all I can say. Bless up.
All right, 52. Good stuff as always. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, remember this phrase. Let's we forget how we have these criminals around us. Every election, goons and dope boys around. It's you politicians who love criminals when it's benefited. Or when it benefits them. Naughty, I'm waiting to hear someone is charged with murder and gets no bail. See if the killing won't stop then. I mean, pretty much when you look at it, if you're out on bail with a monitor for murder, that's pretty much a walking death sentence the way the statistics show it right now. As many young men as we're losing that are out on bail or with a monitor. It really is. It's very shocking to see the statistics in that regard. And yes, while all of this is going on, Davis travels to Uganda. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis led a delegation to Uganda last Friday to attend the Non-Aligned Movement and the Group of 77. South-South cooperation in multilateral diplomacy. National Insurance, Alfred Sears, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell. Of course, you know Fred going. And senior police advisor in the office of the Prime Minister. Oh, sorry. Now, hold on. Is this police or senior policy? And they got a typo. All right. In the office of the Prime Minister, Jerome Fitzgerald. Jerome, he's a homie. or among those who travel to Harry Davis. Ooh. We have been warmly welcomed by Ugandan officials, including Ambassador Adonia Ibare and Ambassador Leonard Mugora. So they going out there. What they bringing back from Uganda that's going to benefit us. I mean, that sounds like a good trip. Good beneficial y'all bringing back. Afternoon, Naughty. No bail if you're charged with murder, rape, or any acts against children. If found guilty of any of these crimes, the minimum penalty should be at least 20 years in prison. You got to get that to defense lawyers and lawyers in general to close the loopholes in our judiciary, in our legal system. Not judiciary, but in our legal system. Uh-huh. As long as those remain open, we can have this kind of stuff over and over and over again. All Babe does is travel. He can say that was his damn legacy. I keep telling you all, he got a plan, you know. A flight plan. Naughty, I guess the PM must feel safer in Uganda. Boy, you're on a road today. But that's what it is. I mean, a lot of people are shocked by what's going on. And then, you know, you look at the gas pumps. Rubis 530, Esso 530, Shell 531. No relief in sight anywhere. I mean, what's in it for us right now? Where's the relief for Joe Public? For me and you? Naughty, the Prime Minister went to Uganda to learn firsthand from President Museveni of Uganda on how to physically attack your political opponents and attack crime in Uganda with brute force. By shooting first, not asking questions later. If you look, it seems to be working in Uganda for the friends, families, lovers, and cronies. I follow Ugandan politics every day and know what's happening there. Really now? Really? Send me some links then so I could follow it too. It seems to be most entertaining. Naughty, you should ask the PM if KFC in Uganda. I don't know. Maybe I should ask him if when... Ashley Holmes store in Uganda, too. Let's go to the phone lines. Excuse me. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty.
What's happening? Turn your radio down, bro.
Yeah, I did. Good question. Here it is. We have all these promotions that's just been going willy-nilly all over the place. Everybody keep being promoted.
Uh-huh.
From... corporal to sergeant to sergeant, inspector, blah, 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 ASP, whatever case would be. All these police stations that we have, are there persons in charge of these stations? Are they in the community, walking around, walking about, trying to see what's happening in the different communities?
Well, I could speak to some. I've seen some walkabouts going on in some communities, but I can't say I've seen them going on at all.
Okay, well, I'm saying, right, they walk about 1, 2, 3 days and that's it.
Right.
And then after the crime scenes is like settled down, then, bam, you don't see them no more. Line up a walkabout every morning, every afternoon, every whatever the case would be. I mean, here it is. We got promotions. I mean, everybody's promoted. And nobody bringing no solution to the table. I mean, I think if they walk about the streets or walk the neighborhoods and be, you know, instead of just driving these vehicles, you know, be seen in the communities.
But I got a lot of Texas chiming in right now saying, Naughty Man, tell your quarterman, they only do walkabouts for show. That is only for show.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, that'll be a start. That'll be something.
Yeah, I get your point. But there needs to be presence. If it's going to be presence in an area that's at risk and high risk, it needs to be there until that area has become quelled, until they got a grasp on it.
Wolfwood has a police station. I mean, Campbell has a police. Everybody has a police station. I mean, what are these people doing? I mean, what's going on?
That is a very good question. Because obviously the results are not there. That's not being effective. Walkabouts aren't effective. We still got, what, 17 murders?
I mean, at least the criminal would think twice if they see the police walking around.
Correct, but the presence, like you say, it's good that it's there 1 or 2 or 3 days, but it needs to be there more, especially if it's in a high-risk area.
Well, I mean, that's something
it needs to be continuous. That's a good suggestion, you know. But now, remember now, the PM just recently said, you know, they plan on saturating certain areas. So hopefully if the saturation is coming, let's see what happens.
Let me ask another question before I hang up. When the roadworks supposed to start? they say the new year, right? When? Any more on that? Anybody say anything about that? The holes are getting bigger and deeper.
Man, listen, they got some new ones popping up. Hole within the hole and hole on the side of the hole.
I'm tired of PLP effort. I'm tired of everybody.
But listen,
all you don't talk to the people, though.
Listen here, caller.
Doesn't make no sense.
And we'll never know who getting what and what getting who to do these jobs.
I blame us, though, as the people.
We are the conk. We've been the conk for 50 years. Time for us to grab the mallet back and hit back. Time to start beating the conk, and the conk start doing the beating. How about that?
Makes sense. Have a good one.
All right, my brother. Good stuff as always. Be safe. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, they shooting people in front of the police station. Yeah, I hear that. Again, because this happened before. Naughty Fred in Uganda, boy, he literally a brave man. Let's go to the phone lines. Y'all got jokes today. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Naughty saturate with who? Friends of the Killers? Really? Wow, y'all cold today, eh? Mother sick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello. All right. We got to get to the break and then to the news, right, Mr. Producer? That's what we can do. Good stuff. Good opening hour, y'all. We had to chime in. We'll be talking sports in the second hour. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be getting into the news. On the flip side of the news, we're getting to the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC 6-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's. We put fashion at your feet.
I got you on the Monday, January 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And I got Pearly in the building. Pearly's in the building,
in
boy.
The house.
We've been doing all kind of double duty today, boy.
Yeah, man. I'm having a little bit of fun today.
All right. Well, let's get it started with today in sports history. And I just want to say, man, but we got a lot to give you on today in sports history.
Hey, you know what I noticed? Some other people copying off us, but
yeah, I noticed that.
I supposed to call you today this morning. I said, what is this I see in?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, when you lead the market.
Man, listen, you know, they miss me down there in Shirley Street, you know. They miss my ideas, too.
Too late.
It done gone, but...
You're in Oaksfield.
I find it very ironic that the Tribune now wants to do today in sports history. Where did that just pop up from?
You know, you got to do some things to lively up.
I know imitation is the highest form of flattery, but boy, I tell you.
But that's all right. That's all right.
And you know, I used to pen over there, so I know what would this be, you know, and what's new.
We'll give them something new soon so they could try to do that too soon.
But you know, I guarantee yours is a little different because they rock the AP. And I won't tell you, but I rock mine. But I got one.
See nobody copying off us.
And it's brought to you, of course, all by Naughty Johnny's. And boy, on this day, the 22nd of January, a lot of things popped off. 1951, Fidel Castro was ejected from a Winter League baseball game after hitting a batter. He later gave up baseball for politics. 1959, British. See, that's it in them dailies. We're not have that right there on this day. How I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, nobody's going to have that one. AP wasn't going to have that. First of all, they're American, so they ain't going to have that.
Right. The Associated Press.
Yeah.
Wow. My Jesus. I just saw something there. Boy, Jeff, I can call you later or not. My God. I guess that's why they call her the Queen, eh? Yeah. 1959, British World Racing Champion Mike Hawthorne was killed while driving on the Guildford Bypass.
You know, Hawthorne Road in Oaksfield is named after him.
Because he was here during those racing days.
But they do a lot of the streets in the Oaksfield area are named after former race car drivers.
Wow.
Yeah, Hawthorne Road, Davis Street.
What happened to Quavers?
Nah, I know why all that.
But Lee had a couple of kids there, so everything cool. But than street corners. Well,
he needed a street name.
One time for Desi and Di. That's what they talking about. Amen. That's my home girls.
Yes.
1960, the 10th annual, 10th NBA All-Star game was played. The East beat the West 125-115 in Philadelphia. 1961, Wilma Rudolph set a world indoor record in the women's 60-yard dash. She ran the race in 6.9 seconds. 1968, the NBA awarded franchises to Milwaukee and Phoenix. 1973, Smoking Joe Frazier lost the first fight of his professional career to George Foreman. He had been the undefeated heavyweight world champion since February 6, 1970.
That wasn't a fight.
When he knocked out Jimmy Ellis, the event was HBO's first televised boxing match. And I hear Foreman knocked him out in the first round, right?
Foreman knocked him down. So they called it a rabbit, but Foreman probably knocked him down by 3 or 4. It was embarrassing. I'm a big Smoking Joe Frazier fan.
So who was more embarrassing, the Frazier fight against Foreman or the Ken Norton fight against Foreman?
The Frazier fight against Foreman.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the Frazier fight. He did Frazier bad. I
1982, Reggie Jackson, a free agent at the time, ended 5 seasons as a New York Yankee when he signed a 4-year contract with the California Angels.
I remember when he went over there.
Boy, speaking of California Angels, boy, I got one hot one to tell you. Remind me to tell just my heart piece on the California Angels.
Okay.
1983, Houston became the first NBA team to not score a point in overtime. They lost to the Portland Trail Blazers after being outscored 17-0 in overtime.
Oh, my goodness.
1983, Bjorn Borg retired from tennis. He had set a record by winning 5 consecutive Wimbledon championships. Borg was the beast.
He was. He was.
Jimmy Garnish run hard and McEnroe run hard.
Yeah.
Then he said, time for me to go.
Yeah.
1984, Barry Manilow sang the U.S. national anthem at the Super Bowl. That was Super Bowl, must be 28.
They're much better now.
1984, Annette Kennedy, State University of New York, set a women's collegiate basketball record when she scored 70 points. 1998, Minnesota's new NHL franchise selected the nickname The Wild. National Football League NFL player Ray Carruth was sentenced to a minimum of 18 years and 11 months in prison for his role in the 1999 shooting death of his pregnant girlfriend, Sharika Adams. Adams died a month later from her wounds. The baby survived and lives with the victim's mother. And if I'm not mistaken, Carruth has gotten out.
Yes, he got out last year, year before last year. He got out on parole.
2002, Pat Summerall announced that he would leave his NFL broadcasting partner, John Madden, after they called the Super Bowl for Fox Sports. The two had worked together for 21 years. Yeah. 2002, heavyweight champ Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson had a press conference to announce an upcoming fight. After an altercation, the fight was delayed until June when Lewis knocked Tyson out in the 8th round. 2002, Theo Fleury of the New York Rangers made an obscene gesture to fans at the end of a 5-4 victory over the New York Islanders. The next day, the NHL fined Fleury $1,000.
Wow.
2003, Michael Jordan of the Washington Wizards became the third highest all-time scorer in the NBA. 2006, Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles Lakers, the late great Kobe, scored 81 points against the Toronto Raptors.
You saw that the thing I said with a fellow got a whole Kobe car?
You saw that? Oh, yeah, wow. It was the second highest point total in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain had scored 102.
Both were Lakers.
In 2020, the Oakland Raiders officially relocated to the Las Vegas, Nevada. And your sports quote of the day, how you respond to the challenge in the second half will determine what you become after the game, whether you are a winner or a loser. Lou Holtz.
Lou.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide into the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget that $5.50 King Meal deal going on at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. And let's check the local scene, Purdy, and I tell you, I got one hot piece, but
all right.
Just burning hot.
Okay.
And trust me when I tell you, I got it from very, 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 very reliable sources.
Okay.
Now, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Rohan Culmer. He signed with the Nationals.
Yes.
Now, his dad, Ron Culmer, great coach up there at Freedom Farm, does a great job at 8U and 10U.
Okay.
Great guy. Good peoples.
Okay.
Runs great programs.
Okay.
Gets it right.
Okay.
Real good guy. Okay. Signed with the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
You know, I got my issues with the Nationals and Bahamian players, but they didn't do Lucius right. I hope they do Rohan right.
Yeah. But that's 6 we got signed this year.
There you
right?
go. Correct.
Boy, this was wonderful. That was wonderful.
So it's good to see, you know, him doing big things. I know he's part of the Fortuna Baseball Academy.
Okay.
And, you know, the Nationals have scored at this end. We're not just adding a terrific baseball player who we believe has the upside to be a major league player, but we are adding a great human being with a great family, which is invaluable to this organization. The sky's the limit, and we're going to provide you with all the resources you need to move forward. Great stuff right there.
Yeah,
there's a national record and a world lead in the hurdles.
Yes.
And we have had more athletes qualify for the Corrector.
Super.
At the DTSP meet, which is awesome. So that's good to know. Baseball back in swing. JBLN and Freedom Farm had their opening ceremonies over the weekend.
Super.
Some good baseball players. They did well.
Okay.
And like I said, it's back in the swing. But something that came down the pike.
Who's in and who's out?
Yeah, we're going to get to who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
Ooh, I could use one of them salads now.
But listen here, man. Apparently, I've been hearing some things.
All right.
I'm hearing that Luis Arez, Jazz Chisholm, Sandy Alcantara, Tanner Scott, Brian De La Cruz, and there's one more that's available. I think it might be Dane Myers, if I'm not mistaken. But those guys' names are now on the trade market. Now I'm thinking, Florida got a lot of talent. Florida got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got the pocketbook to pay for said talent.
No, they don't. They don't. Now, they don't keep him long.
I personally.
And Jazz is about to end his rookie contract. So he gave him $700,000 a year to $700 million a year.
Yeah, okay. So he'd look great in pinstripes. We still got money on the checkbook.
But he'd look even better at Dodger Blue.
You all got money to spend, but you know where I think he would look even better? And I think he'd love to play there? My guess is if they do, the Marlins are fool enough to trade him. California Angels.
Los Angeles Angels, they know
that. Los Angeles Angels.
Los Angeles at Anaheim.
Angels. Yeah. No superstar.
Other than Trout.
And he's getting long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Plug and play at shortstop or center field if you need to.
Yeah, or second.
They got the money to pay him.
Yeah. Yeah, because they lost out on Ohtani.
Ron Washington is the head coach.
Great guy. Great guy.
That's all I can say.
Really good coach.
Jazz is in the MVP conversation if he makes that move. I ain't saying he's going to get it, but he can be in the conversation. Yeah. Perennial all-star.
Yeah.
Endorsements up the wazoo.
Yeah. And LA's
California's a great place. LA's a great place.
Yeah. And it'll be
And it'll probably be easier for you all to shut up.
I was going there,
Let's
right?
go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads.
Lord, and Paulie, this is Peter again.
Hey, Petersburg.
Hey, check it out. You remember Phil Jackson said, break that record, you know, said, but he pulled Kobe, and he said in an interview, some record are not to be broken. Kobe could have, he had a chance to break that record, man.
But Kobe loved the game and respected the game along with Phil enough to let that record stand, because Kobe had a hand in that, too. You think if Kobe really wanted to break that record, he wasn't going to break that damn record?
Yeah, exactly. You're feeling it. Phil just couldn't put him like that.
Kobe was the greatest. Kobe, after Magic, Kobe is the best. I don't give a damn what they.
Excuse me?
Kobe. Hey, after.
No.
Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant.
No, sir.
My two favorite players.
No, sir, because I'll tell you why. They could be your two favorite, and they my two favorite, but Kobe superseded Magic in my book.
Oh, okay, yeah, but that's what I'm talking about.
The greatest Laker to ever do it is Kobe Bean Bryant. Magic Johnson right there, right after. Elgin Baylor, Jerry West right there, tied for third.
Yes.
Kareem in the conversation, but he was a transplant.
Yeah, that's true. But man, Kobe, man, it's so sad that he had to die so young, man. But I heard a rumor. One guy, an African guy, Dr. Omar, he said Kobe was about to start his own league in China. And it's just an accusation. He said Kobe was about to start his own league in China, and the NBA didn't want it, so they had a plan to get rid of Kobe. That's what I heard.
Kobe was probably one of them all. Probably the most popular basketball player in China. And he didn't have to start his own league because he was making money out of off merchant.
You know,
I think he was doing something for women's basketball.
No, but there was conspiracy theories whirling that he had a major lawsuit against a drink company that had called the drink Mamba.
Yeah.
And it was garbage. And he said, you can't put my name on it. And apparently they won the settlement. And you know how certain companies say, they say, well, you might have been the settlement, but you ain't going to enjoy the reward.
Yeah, the reward, yeah. But you know,
so there's a lot of talks around it. That's why I don't really get into it. You all know how much I love Kobe Bryant. He's my favorite player. But I don't really like to get into it because I don't want to. I could easily spend a lot of days just talking conspiracy theories, and I don't want to do it.
Even if you wasn't a Kobe fan, if you didn't share the tale, you ain't got no heart, man. If any fan of these. He lost his life, man. You know.
Yeah, that was a sad day.
You got some low down bronsexuals who I think, you know, didn't shed a tear, but I understand why.
Yeah. All right, man. Y'all be good.
You be safe, my brother. As always.
Yo. All right.
All right. We still got no Wi Fi's on the public parks that were promised. A lot of kids are practicing today, naughty, and still no Wi Fi. Wow.
But hold on. Wi Fi was all on those parks prior.
Not anymore.
Because when I know there was Wi-Fi on the park at Mason's Edition. I arranged to have the thing built Meadow Street, the park on Meadow Street. I had the housing built for the Wi-Fi there. Boy, okay.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Naughty? What's up, Pearly?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
What's up, Miss?
Listen, I'm the happiest man alive right now that the Buffalo Bills got smothered last
night. You might be a little bit more happy than me, but I'm pretty happy too.
Y'all can just go ahead and say, like you said, Naughty, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills.
Like you said, Naughty, the Thank Kansas you. City Chiefs beat the Buffalo
I kinda
Bills.
Wanted, yeah. I kind of wanted it from mystery. You know, you got brought
you,
up.
You did say it, Naughty. I didn't see it, but you did say it.
Mahomes got that giddy look in his eye again, boy.
But listen.
Listen,
they could not stop. The first six possessions were three field goals and three touchdowns.
Yeah, the 49ers almost gone down to Green Bay, too.
Yes.
They almost gone down to Green Bay. That was
close. Like Naughty said, they played there, nothing to lose. Good young team, and just that the experience beat them, that's all.
I don't think so, you know. I believe that interception would beat them.
All that is part of the experience.
That's part of the experience. I mean, Jordan Love, listen, he beat the Cowboys, and he was beating the 49ers for three quarters. Inevitably, you get some drives, but you got it. What really killed the 49ers, what killed the Green Bay Packers was the missed field goal that would have put them up 27-20.
Yes, the missed field goal.
The 49ers come down now, and they score that, you know, touchdown is 27-20. There's a whole different dynamic to that game. Love doesn't have to force it. They just got to get into field goal range and see if they could pull it off. But it didn't happen. The 49ers defense stepped up. Now, this week, let me tell you something. Based on one thing, head coach Dan Campbell, he comes from the Bill Parcells coaching tree, and if there's anybody who could have rolled up their sleeves, walk into a stadium at Parcells.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm going to do some more research, but I'm leaning heavily right now with the Lions in the upset in that game. I got a funky feeling about the Lions in that upset.
Well, give me your final two then.
Baltimore and Detroit.
And I lean in that way too.
I don't see that.
I pick Baltimore.
Baltimore can beat Kansas City. I don't think Detroit can beat the 49ers.
Let me say this mystery. If the 49ers play football next Sunday, like they play this Sunday gone, they can get beat.
Detroit might motorboat them if they play like that.
They'll get beat. If they play like they play Sunday for them.
See, Purdy is a good system quarterback. Purdy is a good quarterback. Boy, but this is a different story. This is a different kettle of fish. This is what you call the division championship.
And you have to see how healthy Debo Samuel is, because not 100% Debo Samuel, that offense does not click the same way.
Yeah, he got that shoulder injury.
And if he don't play, then I'm pretty certain, because they look like a different
team. And I'll be honest with you, the secondary for Detroit sucks. But guess what? The front seven for Detroit is nasty. They stop the run, they get pressure, and white boy Aiden Hutchinson is a psycho beast.
And listen, I was pulling for the 49ers to lose. I wanted to say something to Sawyer Boy. Oh, my
God. No, but it come in, though.
Listen, Sawyer Boy, listen,
Naughty, Naughty, invite him on your show after.
Listen, please. We got all of that covered, man, but I could be honest with you. I done alluded to it a little bit. I got the perfect narrative for when it go down. I got the perfect name for him. Mm-hmm. I'm laying in the cut. I've been doing my due diligence on this.
Please bring it.
Wanted to be official. And when it is official, trust me, that rant that I go on, we can videotape it. We can send it to the world. And I promise you, major sports networks can call and say, you know what? We need this guy from the Bahamas, him and Pearly, to chime in some more.
Yeah.
It's creative. It's nice. We like the tropical Kong salad feel. Yeah. We might even get a podcast out of the deal. Because guess what? The Niners, like I tell you, they're thankful and grateful my Cowboys haven't won in 28 years, because it covers up the fact they haven't won in 29. And I'm going to leave it just like that. I'm not going to tip the hand. But trust me, Mystery, I got something up my sleeve for them when they lose. And I got a feeling it's coming this week.
I believe he can take a flight to Russia. If they lose, he can take a flight to Russia.
Nah, he ain't getting over. He ain't told he blows. He got to come to wait the next morning.
No. Mm-hmm. He ain't talking about Sawyer on Star. He's talking about Eric, who's beyond with Aaron in the morning.
That's right.
James hairline Eric with on the back of your neck. Insurance guru.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Poster child for 99ers. That one.
Yes. That's the one I talk about.
The one
about.
I can't really talk to right now, because the 49ers beat the Cowboys. But when I get a chance to talk, he know what's coming.
I got you.
Yeah. But right now,
all right,
like
guys,
I say,
y'all have a good one.
You too, Mystery Man. Be safe.
All right.
I'm leaning Detroit right now, young and hungry. Like I said, they remind me of them young Cowboys back in the day that just didn't know no better.
This brother got to bring up the Cowboys every opportunity he got.
But that's who they remind me of, Pearly.
Okay.
And that's how Campbell got them playing.
Okay.
I mean, you saw the game yesterday. They took the blows and they ran away from it.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did.
Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Pearly and Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, this is the original muff. Dada said is spicy and spicy barbecue.
Okay,
this
cool.
This original. Yeah.
All right, cool. That
sounds like a certain commercial you made, eh?
look here. Talking about the Green Bay Packers and that field goal. Boy, if my kicker missed 6 extra points during the regular season, I ain't getting with him into the postseason. I ain't getting with him into the playoff, but I would have changed him, boy. He didn't miss 6. Man, I kicked Sanders in the game against Naughty Dem. Kicked 3.
He won 50, the game for you all.
50-something, yeah.
5. He
50-something
won.
Yard field goal. And you can't make a 41 yard? But I wasn't getting with him into the regular season. Now, boy, hey, Buffalo played good, though.
Now, hold on.
Buffalo played
dead. Wait a minute. You spoiled. What? You and I both spoiled with good kickers,
no? No.
I mean, Sanders is a good kicker for you all. Aubrey is the Pro Bowl kicker for the Cowboys. He missed all season until the last game.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I get you with that. But that Carlson kid, let me tell you, his brother is the kicker for the Raiders.
He's got a
pedigree. I think it's just rookie jitters. And it goes with that young Green Bay team was very young and talented. They rallied around the future because he's young. He's a rookie kicker. You got to give him a second chance.
Naughty, the Braves wasn't swelling like the Buffalo Braves would have missed that field goal. Braves pushed that Buffalo, but he had good. It wasn't a Braves with his fist kick.
No, to me, it looked like he lined up a little bit too far to the inside.
Yeah, it's gone to the right. It's gone too far to the right.
You
got
it.
And Buffalo Mafia. Boy, they're crying like babies, man. More of them crying. They're crying like babies, boy.
Oh, you mean the Buffalo Bills?
I'm so glad they get beat.
Oh, you mean the Buffalo
Bills? They play good, man. They play good ball. But then that goes to show you Kansas City is the world champs, boy.
But I told you all Kansas City from last week, I say, Mahomes got that look in his eye. Be very afraid.
Buffalo play good. They score.
Muff, hold on.
Yeah.
You know who Buffalo is?
Who?
Buffalo is the Dallas Cowboys of the AFC.
Okay.
Could win up a division. Right, yeah. Could win up a regular season game. Could get to the playoffs. Maybe one first round victory and then...
I don't know if you remember this. Right. But
Bad Fulanani.
They had a certain kicker called Mr. Scott Norwood.
Okay.
Wide right is the famous words in Buffalo. Wide
right.
Not once, but twice.
So that's 3 times
I agree to y'all, boy. The 49ers, boy, if they go up in the Motor City, like how they play them 3 quarters.
No, they can be.
They're not confident. They get mastered. They play bad for 3.5 quarters.
The Lions, Goff,
and Dan Gamble will put the thing on them. But hey. They resign to it, right? Give them an extension of $40 million for 4 years, right? They extend to a contract, right?
What do you mean? 160 for the 4 years, eh? $40 million a year.
$160 million, or something like that, yeah. I didn't catch it good. I got to look at it again.
That's a good deal for Tua and for the Dolphins, because it gives the Dolphins some cash.
Like I said, he's a rough diamond and owed the rock, but then he just needs to polish up like when it's ready to go on a ring or on a bracelet. He just needs some polishing, man. Yeah, but he cares far this year, man, because 11, I know it was donkey teams we beat. 11 wins ain't too bad, man. And he improved from the last 2 years. Be more accurate and everything. He need to pick up a running game, though. He need a scramble game. So someone could get open, man. So Waddle or Hill could get open, man. He got to scramble.
But that's part of his game.
They haven't signed the contract yet. That's the offer. They haven't signed.
Oh, that's the offer. Okay. Anyhow, well, I with you, but I get Baltimore to win it all. But I want them beat the Chiefs them so bad, and then when they go to the Super Bowl against the Lions, I want them. And I look for Baltimore to take it because Lamar Jackson, he deserves one for this year, man. But Holmeson got two. He really played good this season, boy. That's the best team in the NFL right now.
Give him real dog. Two again is next year.
Yeah. Okay, so get it, man. Your guys take your time and we can link
up.
All right,
caller, we coming to you right now. Next caller, we coming to you right now. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, the best Super Bowl games with Doug Williams and Riggins versus the Miami Dolphins. Sorry, but wait a minute.
It was
Joe Theismann
and John Riggins
against the Dolphins.
And you was born to know about that.
And Doug Williams, when he won, Doug Williams put something on the Denver Broncos in one quarter.
Yes, yes.
Him and Ricky, him and Art Monk, Gary Sanders, and Ricky Sanders and Gary Clark half killed them. Yeah, that, and you probably remember that because she was a Redskin fan, and that's the last time you all did anything. Whee! Carl, I'm coming to you right now. Naughty, what's the significance of these fellas then when they're highlighting these Bahamian athletes signing contracts? How does it improve our country or Bahamian financial status? Well, when you look at somebody like Jazz, who comes and does the Jazz League, okay, brings, you know, Major League Baseball and the Florida Marlins, gets them directly involved, and enhances and improves the game of baseball, gives the kids another opportunity to get more reps, get more opportunities to play and enhance themselves. He's doing this out of pocket, and he's bringing sponsors along with him to make it bigger and better. That goes a long way. And when you have, like, Don't Blink going on with Lucius and Todd Jr., they bring the Major League Baseball Players Alliance, whose president is CC Sabathia.
Read the question again, because...
What's the significance of these fellas then when they highlighting these Bahamian athletes signing contracts? How does it improve our country or Bahamian financial status? Yes, sir. I can let you say it, Nigel.
We've got 6 ball players that signed this week.
And you
think they signed?
And over 40 in Major League pipelines.
Do you think they just signed because people are, let's go get them Bahamians? People like Jazz has opened the doorway for them. They see the attitude that Jazz has offered, and they give them an opportunity.
And to Lucius and Todd.
And Todd and Lucius and Anthony and all of us. And Brother Robinson. They've the attitude that the Bahamian players have shown has made them want to come to the Bahamas to look for players. Now, we may not see the financial benefits of the country directly today, but it will come and trickle down and move in. Jazz has given back by coming in and doing these things, spending the money here in the Bahamas. What it also does is put the Bahamas on the map.
And you'd be surprised how many major league business here in the Bahamas and enhanced fields and so on and so forth.
Exactly. And you'd be surprised how many scouts come down to watch, spend a couple of dollars at the hotel, heads and beds and stuff like that. Don't Blink brings a lot of people, heads and beds and everything like that. It's and also, and what it does is gives these, in a time that the Bahamas got so much damn crime, it gives these young fellas, these young kids, an opportunity to see a role model. They can see one of their own. Somebody who grew up with them, who make it in the major leagues, who get an opportunity to make and give them aspirations and inspiration to want to be a major league ball player. Because we, back then, remember now, years ago, we had hardly anybody in the majors. And all of a sudden, we had this burst. Greg Burrows and family did the Freedom Farm Baseball League. JBL started their league. Mario Ford started his league at the Adam Bristol League. So you saw baseball starting to grow in the country. And now you're seeing more young men getting on. You'll be surprised how many young Bahamian boys playing baseball in high school in the States today and having these opportunities present itself.
All right.
And it also allowed things like Mac D's and all these other
Max D and Free and I-Elite and so on and so forth.
Cause these guys to start these little companies to develop ball players and give our Bahamians an opportunity to make it in the major leagues.
Let's go to the phone lines, Luke. Let's get this call in real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's F?
Greetings and salutations from the Niner Nation.
Hey, Lord. Listen here. We want to get you on the show, and I ain't trying to cut you short, but we got to get to the break because we got the Colin Cowherd breaking it down this afternoon with Ryan Clark, and he's saying why Detroit is going to beat you all on the weekend. But we'd love to have you in here on Friday. If you could make it Friday afternoon with me and Pearly, let's chop it up.
But listen to me. Right here. Bright and early.
Look, all right, we'll see you at 5. Friday. But I know I hear your voice now, but for the first 3 quarters, we wasn't hearing nothing. You had laryngitis.
Very quiet.
Wait, listen to me. But let me tell you something about my voice in the first 3 quarters.
How much fingernail you got left?
Cool and collected. Because the Niner faithful is just...
You know I want to say a word, but I can't say on radio, right? Right, Sawyer? You know I want to say something right now, right?
I know. To the PM we shall go. To the WhatsApp we shall go.
Yes, sir.
We will see you on Friday.
We'll see you on Friday, all right? And bring all your statistics and everything. We can be here. I can look for you. All right. Bang, bang, yes, Niner gang. Boy, I tell you, the mouth's sticky now, boy.
I blame him, but get your heart mode here.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the break, Mr. Producer, and then we go straight into the final 15, right? All right. So, yeah. Be good. We'll chop it up tomorrow. I know you hosting a Zhivago show again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And for all you faithful Thursday Pearly lovers, relax, Sock Nation.
I ain't got no Thursdays. I tell them I'm obligated to Naughty first and then anybody else after that.
And then Friday, we can do the free-for-all Friday thing. You'll have me and Pearly in the studio making some noise. All right?
Have a good week.
All right, so y'all have a good one. Quick break, flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home. Ryan Clark, big guest today. And guess what? Ryan Clark, very keen, very in-depth, And he believes Jared Goff and the Lions are going to beat the 49ers. This is about half an hour ago. So it's a fresh, hot take. You all enjoy it on the ride home, and we'll see you right here tomorrow on Talking Heads.
I'll see
you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
'Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant live in concert. Burna Boy. Burna Boy performing live Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park. Also performing Rich Homie Quan, 38 Afri, Joe Capone, Black Civelli, and more. Spillgate 2024. Get tickets now. This one is a must that you're there.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, it's finger good.
We're going to go to the fourth quarter where it's a 17-17 tie between
these
two. Look at
that play beaming in the background.
Dan, you love it. At 13 minutes left here, second and two, Jahmyr Gibbs, 29 yards for the touchdown.
Just the suddenness that he has. I mean, Winfield Jr. is an all-pro, and he gets up on his toes and runs away from, doesn't get touched until he gets to the end zone. Just an electric run.
114 yards in the game. Fourth quarter, 6 minutes left. First and
goal.
That was
perfect.
A dime. That was
absolutely
pretty.
Perfect. Man coverage, you get a little bit of a switch release. That ball is a pearl from Jared Goff.
31-17 Lions at that point. Fourth quarter, 4 minutes left. Second and 10. Baker, a dot to Mike Evans.
Baker played well. And Mike Evans off of some early drops. A big contested catch on the post in the end zone.
Evans had 8 catches, 147 yards in the fourth quarter with a minute left. Second and 5, Baker Mayfield intercepted by Derek Barnes. You saw his reaction. You know it hurt. He said it broke his heart to lose this game. But the Lions win, and they're headed to the NFC Championship for the first time since the early 90s. What a start to Jared Goff's postseason career with the Lions. He's just the fifth player ever to throw for at least 550 yards with 0 interceptions in his first 2 playoff games with the team. He joins the guy he was traded for, Matthew Stafford with the Rams, Tom Brady with the Bucks, Josh Allen with the Bills, and of course, Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. Dan, how did the Lions scheme yesterday set Goff up for such success?
Yeah, they majored in the pass game high lows. They put a bunch of people short and then had people coming behind, and they were just putting defenders in conflict. Multiple options at the bottom of the screen. It's fantastic. They got Gibbs next to Jared Goff. 3-by-1 at the bottom. What they're going to do is have what we call a pivot and then an in route up top. Now it's zone defense. You're reading this deep to short. He's putting that conflict defender, stay low, he throws it behind. If he goes back, he throws it short. He stays low, Jared Goff replaces him with that in route. That was really the premise of it. Josh Reynolds, touchdown. He has what we call the end line. Get 1 yard to the end of the end zone and break it in, and then a short by the inside receiver to get right to the goal line. You get in vision of that underneath defender, and you throw opposite of that underneath defender. If he stay deep, you throw short. If he stay short, you throw it deep. Fantastic. This was the theme for Ben Johnson, putting those really hook and or zone defenders in conflict. Jared Goff was very good with his eyes, ball out on time, and everyone was on that wide receiver or tight end's face.
Yeah, for me, I love that you started with Jahmyr Gibbs alignment because I think he's the catalyst of this offense. Yeah. If you go back to that Monday night football game versus the Las Vegas Raiders when David Montgomery was injured, that's when we started to notice who Jahmyr Gibbs could be within this offense. We thought he'd be a gadget guy, someone they had to use in different and various ways just to get the football in his hands, but he's turned into a guy who can be an in-between the tackles runner. We've seen him on the perimeter. He's also been huge in the pass game. And I remember sitting at the draft and us returning to the stage the next day and saying, okay, you picked Jahmyr Gibbs 12th overall. That seemed a little high for a running. That was a great move by this team. He's added a dynamic aspect to this run game. And when you think Jahmyr Gibbs, you go Brian Branch in the second round, also Sam LaPorta and Jack Campbell.
Brad Campbell, the GM, he gets a lot of praise deservedly for this draft, as Ryan laid out. But I want to highlight his very first draft pick in Detroit the year before, the right tackle, Penei Sewell, because I could not take my eyes off him in this game. Him and Jahmyr, because, to quote Marcus, that big fella was moving. When they pull him to the left, power counter, whatnot, you're using pass protection. But when they pull him, I am telling you, there might not be a better tackle on the move in football right now. The speed, the physicality, what he was doing for them in the run game was spectacular. And I'll tell you what, San Francisco is worried about that based on what we saw this weekend and then what we saw in this particular game in pulling and clearing the way for Gibbs.
It never fails. We've been doing this show together for a while now, and my spirit animal, Mina Kimes, always comes out in the playoffs and start talking about the big fellas because it always matters, okay? And here's the other thing. The way that Dan Campbell speaks about this team, he actually defines it when games are going on. He actually lives up to all of the things that he says to us in the media and to his football team. Y'all, this is fourth and goal. If you don't get this, it's points. Campbell doesn't draw up anything intricate. He doesn't draw up anything that's going to try to confuse the defense. He ran right at Vita Vea. And this offensive line and the movement that they were able to get on this particular play, I think personifies who the Detroit Lions are. That's why, you know, as I heard Dan and RC talking this morning and me and MK talked about it as well, that's why we think this team can go to San Francisco and legitimately have a chance to win the football game because of the line of scrimmage and because of their belief in their line of scrimmage. It's going to be a great NFC championship because this thing is built in the image of what Dan Campbell tells us all the time.
Have you started to think about the Lions in the Super Bowl yet or you're not there?
I think I'm going to pick him to win. So
I don't know
who the comp is for Jahmyr Gibbs. We got to figure that out by the weekend.
From a explosivity standpoint, it's Chris Johnson to me. But in the pass game, I agree with Marcus. He could be used like Marshall Faulk. And we also sometimes forget how dynamic LaDainian Tomlinson was as well, catching the football.
Man, those are some pretty big company names to be in. The 49ers, we're talking about them as it relates to this NFC Championship.
About how the game is played on the margins. It's no longer about the overall team. It's this specific 3 hours where we have to make a few more plays than the next team. And when you go to this sequence in the fourth quarter with Buffalo, you look at these continuous missed opportunities by this team. This was almost an interception. That's Kansas City making a play. This right here is the fumble by Josh Allen that was fortunately recovered by Buffalo. If you just fall on it, it's not a scoop and score. You look at this particular play, a missed opportunity again. And we've lamented about it. And look, there is an ease of putting this on Josh Allen, and rightfully so, because there were some plays out there to make. But when we get into these playoffs and we start having these conversations about what separates these teams, obviously we go to the quarterback play. But more importantly, we go to the plays that are made on the margins. And as that sequence just showed in the fourth quarter, Buffalo came up short a few plays than Kansas City did in order to get a win.
No, Marcus, don't you say Buffalo came up short. Don't you say that a quarterback could have made some more plays. Marcus, I know you didn't show that Trent McDuffie should have had an interception and that if Trent McDuffie wouldn't have touched it, that L'Jarius Sneed would have picked it up. Marcus, I know him rolling out of the pocket and not throwing the ball to Dalton Schultz when Dalton Schultz was open. Oh, I know you didn't talk about him holding it and waiting for Shakir to clear and throw it past the safety instead of hitting Kincaid or instead of hitting Stephon Diggs. No, that didn't happen because all that happened was Stephon Diggs dropped the ball. Josh Allen didn't fumble the ball and Kansas City didn't fall on it. Josh Allen didn't try to throw a pick and Kansas City didn't catch it. Also, continuously let Josh Allen down. Ain't no way other things happen in a football game that can sometimes gotta play through freaking adversity. And guess who did it for the third time in the playoffs was Patrick Mahomes. You beat him in the regular season all the time, Josh, but when the stakes have raised, you ain't won nan.
Are you okay, Dan?
I did this with him for 4 hours.
I know.
You don't know now.
But yeah. Let's do it again. You got anything?
I mean,
you don't know now.
If we got one big play down the field caught, it's a different game. Credit Kansas City for their win. Unbelievable.
Hey, Dan. It's an issue when you say
what we're saying. It's on the margins.
It's an issue when you say if we get one
First of all, who is we?
You play for NFL Live.
You just did.
This NFL Live team is something else that we play for here.
Josh
Allen is now 0-3 in his postseason career against the Chiefs.
You're the NFL Live quarterback.
I am, actually. So, unfortunately for Dan.
But you always win the Super Bowl, Laura.
I do. Let's bring in Adam Schefter here. Go ahead, Adam. What you got?
Các bạn vừa xem xong video phân tích của chúng tôi. Sau đây sẽ là video hướng dẫn cách làm một tấm thiệp với những cây nến của chúng tôi. Bây giờ các bạn cùng tôi thực hiện cách làm nhé. Hôm nay thì mình sẽ hướng dẫn cho các bạn.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.